Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Laura.
Hello.
And, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to have some fun this hour, getting in some entertainment news and plenty more fun things lined up for you. But it is a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. We know what that means. It's time for our pet of the week. We will have that theme music next week for you. We're looking forward to premiering it next week.
It wasn't working. Got it.
But we are looking forward to having that for you and appreciate that, Laura. Thanks for working on that. And thanks, Denise, being here.
Oh, thank you for
appreciate the time. Good to have you. How you been?
I'm great. How have you been?
Doing good. Thanks for asking. And Denise, audience, I apologize. I'm distracted. But one of the most beautiful dogs I think I've ever seen walked in the room.
Lucy. She's a baby.
Who do we have as our pet of the week?
This is Lucy. She's between 1 and 2 years old. Very much a puppy, but very calm, easy to walk on the leash, and loves people, kids, and other dogs and cats, from what we can tell. She's a little timid, though.
A little, but
I would agree with that.
But something you were telling us before, Denise, that once she gets a good smell of you and everything and knows that you're okay, she is very loving.
Yep. And she's on your lap and in your face.
Yep.
She is she's a beautiful dog. How old is she?
They estimated between 1 and 2 years. Sorry.
That's cool. That's well. It's you know, with some, we understand with a lot of the foster animals, it can be hard to tell sometimes.
True.
With that though, she has all of her shots. She has her microchip and everything.
Yeah, she's been spayed as well, so she's ready to go.
I was just going to say she is all ready to go. Now, is beautiful as you are, Lucy, and you are. I cannot stress this enough. That is a beautiful dog.
She's gorgeous.
Her pictures online are just as beautiful. Everybody, you can check that out at swchs.com. SWCHS.com. She is a beautiful mixed breed, and she is waiting for her forever home for her new best friend.
Oh.
God, is she a cool dog. That is a beautiful dog. Her ears. God, those great ears.
She has really floppy ears. You have to see her in person.
She's so cute.
No.
And she's so sweet.
Denise, we're doing this in a bit of reverse order, but I couldn't help myself. I apologize.
That's okay.
How are things over at the shop? How are things going over there?
Really, really good. We got our big new reception desk in last night. They're putting it up today. So next week, we'll be moving in there. Very exciting.
Yeah.
And the only other thing that we have is our Super Spring Spectacular on April 12th.
That's right.
It's getting closer and closer.
Yes,
right around.
It is.
Are we still taking sponsors for that and looking for people?
Absolutely.
Involved?
Sponsors, volunteers, gift baskets. We'll take all of them.
You know, there are, I mention this a lot with our nonprofits, but there are, to any marketers out there, any salespeople, there is no price you can put on the goodwill that you get when you associate yourself with one of our nonprofits.
It is
business 101 of great opportunities, great marketing. Mm-hmm. Being a part of this one in particular, this event has been popular for so many years. Even with the kind of changes of it and everything, it has still grown and still been a fun one. We can't encourage you enough to be a part of this event and to find out more about it. And Denise, at this time of year, with it getting a little warmer out there and everything, I wanted to take this opportunity not only to remind people that, you know, you still might have salt out there.
Yes.
So watch out for the bottom of your furry friend's pet feet.
Yep. Be very careful because most of the salts are toxic to animals. So if they're out in just the general public, wash their little paws and make sure that they're clean.
Yeah. And another thing to keep in mind, too, is this time of year, and in winter in particular, we have a lot of outdoor cats and they like to hang out under vehicles and that. So let's keep an eye on that one.
Yep. Always look under your vehicle, sometimes in your engine when it's really, really cold. Always be aware.
I bring this up for two reasons. One, because this is a serious thing to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. And two, I had a story I wanted to share with you, Denise, before you leave and everything. One of our good stories of the day. We don't get to share these enough with you. Now, our greatest good story pretty much every week is hanging out with you guys at the Humane Society.
Aw, thank you.
We love doing that. Mm-hmm. But I got one here about an Ontario woman whose cat went missing for 7 years. And they got reconnected.
Seven years.
Awesome.
That is. It's just so heartwarming. And then you want to know if the cat recognizes them. And they do. It takes them a little bit.
It's amazing. Yeah. That's exactly how it happened. The cat was a little hesitant. As soon as it caught her smell, you could tell, though.
Yep.
And just went immediately to her after 7 years.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Awesome.
It really is. It just, things like that don't happen very often. And
yeah,
when they do, it's just awesome.
And
awesome
and part. This happens in major part because of that microchip.
Microchip, mm-hmm. Yep. That's why we encourage everybody. Great. Yep.
Make sure that your pet, your furry friend, has one of those. Everybody, you can count on every animal that you adopt from the Humane Society having one of those.
Correct.
We greatly appreciate that and the ability that you guys have over there to do that, Denise.
Yeah. Just a quick reminder to pet owners, make sure the information on those microchips is up to date. Like if you move.
Yes.
Make sure those addresses are up to date. If you get a new phone number, make sure that's up to date, or they won't be able to reach you when they find your pet.
Right.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. Thank you. And when pets are adopted, too, you have to make sure that you go in and put your information in there. If you forget and the dog or cat is lost and they scan, it'll come up as us being the owner. And that's hard to return it to the family when it's not updated.
So, yeah, do that.
Yeah, make sure to do that, everybody. And so one of the first things you should do when you get your furry friend home. And as far as things over there at the shop that we could help out with, we know it's always kitten season.
Yep.
So kitten litter, kitten food, that kind of thing, cat food, that kind of thing.
We have several animals in with sensitive stomachs, too, both cats and dogs, so we need the sensitive tummy food.
Mm-hmm. We can help out with that. We'll try to do that. And we want to also, remind everybody that these are things that you can be a part of, and there's so many ways you can impact our Humane Society doing this stuff, dropping things off, or maybe closer to spring, summer, being able to maybe do some dog walking, whatever the case might be. We'll let you know about more and more as the Humane Society joins us every Thursday in this 9 o'clock spot.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we encourage you to work with the Humane Society, all you businesses out there, we want you to sponsor this segment. Sponsoring this segment, again, Marketing 101. You are attaching yourself to a nonprofit, and you are promoting this area and showing that you care about this area and put into this area.
And in this town, this is a popular nonprofit, guys.
It is. We are so blessed.
Not for nothing. Oh, you know, you advertise with us, you get your bang for your buck. I mean, I make darn sure of it. We mention you guys quite a bit and everything, so encourage you to be a part of the team. Call our front desk at 424-1300 and reach out to our Humane Society to be part of the Super Soap Sculpture. That's going to be a lot of fun. All this you can find at SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Reach out to them any chance you get to help things out. And they're, keep in mind, they're located at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids. Lucy, Denise, thank you so much. It's Lucy, right?
It is.
Okay. For a second there, I thought
it's
I had it wrong. In my defense, her eyes distracted me. That is a beautiful dog right there.
Gorgeous eyes.
Thank you, Denise, for stopping by. I appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Always good to see you guys.
We are blessed to be able to be here every week. Thanks.
We're looking forward to hanging out again next Thursday.
Absolutely.
And we will come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Your own radio. Little Wilson Pickett to play us in.
Oh, good.
Loving that. Laura rushing in here as she was helping Denise with Lucy there. And,
Lucy was great.
That was awesome. Big shout out to Denise and Lucy for joining us. We really appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. Be listening next Thursday for another Pet of the Week from our Southwick County Humane Society, and find out more ways you can help our Humane Society and much, much more at SWCHS.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to them. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Wanted to get into some entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody saw this yesterday. I didn't see them really promote this very much, but I was on YouTube and happened to see a live feed from Marvel Studios.
Okay.
And them announcing the major cast members of Avengers Doomsday, the new big one that's coming out in 2026. This is the one that's going to feature Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom.
Cool.
It's big.
Yeah, cool.
And the cast, that was supposed to be the big headliner. Downey's not only coming back, but he's playing a version of Dr. Doom, one of the biggest villains in all of comic book history. Then they show this list, and they did this so interestingly. They open up a studio door, and then they just have the chairs, the actor chairs there with their names on the back.
Oh.
And they scroll through, and first you see Chris Hemsworth, so Thor is in this. You've got, Anthony McKee, Captain America.
Sure, Captain America's in this.
You know, you see some familiar names. But then you see Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, wait a minute.
That got a double gasp.
And you're like, whoa, so wait a minute. They're just merging all these worlds now. And they're bringing back like the early aughts X-Men characters into this.
Marvel is marveling hard.
And for longtime fans, this one is interesting. Alan Cumming is Nightcrawler. Yeah, yeah. Which
I am very excited about that because I love Alan Cummings.
Kelsey Grammer is going to be playing Beast.
Of course.
And Channing Tatum's Gambit character from the Deadpool Wolverine character is going to be in this. Which is so cool for him.
That's so cool for him.
He worked for years on that character.
Well, and it's cool to have Gambit. Gambit's cool, man.
I love Gambit. The new Fantastic Four will also join in on this one. They will be a part of this. So Pedro Pascal and all those names got mentioned.
Sure.
And then at the end of it, Robert comes out. He's the only actor in it. He comes out, sits in his chair, and then goes shh to everybody. It was just nice. It was really nicely done.
Well, and it's so Robert Downey Jr.
Now, interestingly, though, Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Holland, some of the other big names were not mentioned in this. A lot of people felt Elizabeth Olsen's character was missing as well, but her character, some things happened to that character. The cast was announced over like a long stretch. They dragged this out way too long and everything. I didn't watch it live. I just caught it like fast-forwarding and everything. But it was pretty cool. It was actually a nice
that
way
is
of
really
doing
cool.
this for the fans. But I think the one thing that stood out to me at the end of this, they say Avengers Doomsday coming soon.
Right.
They gotten away from giving you dates.
Yeah.
Because that got them in a lot of trouble with the Jonathan Majors stuff and some of these things. Kevin Feige came into this with a lot of good intentions. Fans love this stuff. They love to know what's up and coming. So we're going to give them that. But unfortunately, you know, with a lot of these actors, you never know what's going to happen. So you can't really get away with that anymore. You have to be a little bit smarter about it. The other thing that's interesting to me, and even Seth, who we share a brain, even he gave me a funny look on this one. But I'm telling you, we are not far away in the next 5-10 years, maybe, of seeing a Marvel DC movie.
No, I don't think you're wrong. And that's really terrifying to admit out loud because I want it so bad.
I don't want to say it because I don't want it to not happen. But I feel like it's just a matter of time, and especially the big reason I'm saying this, James Gunn and another guy are in charge of DC now. Well, James Gunn and Kevin Feige have been friends for years,
right?
And they right away, as soon as the first person to congratulate James Gunn about the new DC role was Kevin Feige.
Naturally,
and they both came out right away and saying, this ain't a competition.
No,
we're not going to compete with each other anymore. We have the same fan base, basically.
Yeah,
we're not gonna
act like it.
There's a friendly competition, sure, but they're not going at this anymore like we got to do what they're doing and they got to do what they're doing. Instead, they're sharing information and a rising tide raising all boats.
Yep. And it's going to be so good for the viewers.
Yeah, it's just better for 100%.
The art will be better and the viewers will appreciate it.
And it's the only thing I think that can keep the superhero thing going, because they've seen a dip in that majorly.
Oh yeah.
And if they want to keep that thing going, this is the way to do it. It's
because it got caught up in the nonsense that they're just now putting down and saying they're not doing anymore. And people can tell.
Competition brings out the better in people. I genuinely believe that. But it also, if it goes on for too long, it can fester and become about the competition and not about the people.
Exactly. It became competition for competition's sake, not actual competition.
We go to Chaperone right now, one of the bigger names in music.
I do like Chaperone.
And she was on the Call Her Daddy podcast, one of the bigger podcasts in the world right now. And she revealed her deal breakers. Deal breakers. And she said, quote, number one, bad breath.
Okay.
Chewing with your mouth open is also another one.
Okay.
The people that don't tip, she says, that freaks me out.
That's a good one.
Or if they treat their waiter bad.
Mm-hmm. Those are good ones.
She also doesn't like people who talk badly about their exes or women in their family and some of that. So
That's a good one, too, especially because I'm pretty sure Chapel Roan is a lesbian. So that would be women speaking poorly about women in their family and their exes.
So, interestingly, this is
but these rules are good no matter how you are oriented.
Yeah, and I feel like they're pretty universal. I think, okay, well, this isn't anything too out of the realm of it all makes very much sense. And I would actually want my kids to go by some of these rules, if not all these rules.
They're
and everything.
Very reasonable.
And then there's one more thing that's a deal breaker. Like, this is a genuine deal breaker for her.
Okay,
you must like Queen.
No, I get that. No, I get that.
She goes, she says, quote, if someone doesn't like Beyonce, I'm like, well, okay, I you know, I don't understand it, but I don't judge it. But if they don't like Queen, she's like, no, we're done.
No, because there are those artists, right? And especially for someone who music is so important to, right? Because that's her life. That's what she does. And so, yeah, one of her deal breakers is going to be music related. Sure.
I have no judgment or take on this. I just found it funny.
It's great. And it's a great example of being able to have one thing that is very you specific and you don't need to defend because it's your list.
We're going to take a break in a moment, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Laura about some local theater and our newsletter. Before that, though, I've had this story since January, actually, but I wanted to go over it with you in particular, Laura, sure. Because I know you were a big Sinead O'Connor fan.
I love Sinead
O'Connor. It's still a Sinead O'Connor fan.
I love her dearly, yeah.
So one of the artists I think that is, it's interesting to me, it's a little similar, I hope I'm being... I'm being respectful here in saying this. It's a little similar to Monica Lewinsky with me, where when I was a kid, these people were just, you know, ripped up and down by media and all these things. Mm-hmm. And years later, we're kind of realizing, hey, some of this...
Oh, wait, they were on the right side of history, kind of.
Some of this stuff, you know? Yeah. And Sinead O'Connor, I think, has a little bit of both of that.
Right. No, I was raised Irish Catholic, and I love Sinead O'Connor. I believe that is the statement that people need to hear to understand the coming around with it.
So, interesting note here about her passing. The terms of Sinead O'Connor's will have been revealed with a number of different things about it. We've talked about this a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sinead bequested her music to her children and suggested, quote, milk it for all it's worth.
Atta girl. Yep.
This is literally in her will. Milk it for all it's worth. Yep. She also left behind an estimated worth of $1.75 million after Good. Debts, legal fees, and funeral costs. So, that's after all of that.
Good.
She asked that, and by the way, she had it in her will as well that she didn't want her kids having to worry about any of that stuff.
Yep.
Her funeral, all of that.
Make sure it's covered, yeah.
This is something that our longtime friend and somebody we miss every day, Jackie Carantini, used to talk quite a bit about, and I always mm-hmm. appreciated that Jackie took so much time and effort into that.
Mm-hmm.
She asked that she be dressed in with a Bible and with a Hebrew Bible and her album Theology.
Okay.
She's been cremated. She also wanted to be cremated with these things.
Sure.
Sinead is survived by three kids, all who are they're all adults, and a fourth child, Shane, who died of suicide, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Sinead passed away in July of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Normally with these things, we see it seems to be one or two avenues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I want my kids to make their own money, you know, make their own way in sure. this world. So you see the famous person give all their money to charity or something like that.
Right.
Or oftentimes, you know, be smart with this. Hey, you know, respect my music, my legacy, all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever heard of an artist be like, I don't care. Like, just right. get your money, kids. Get
no,
your money.
And
milk it for all it's worth. Like,
yep.
I almost respect that in some odd way more.
It's very Sinead O'Connor.
That's pretty, it's actually kind of cool.
It's really on brand, yeah.
Like, unfortunately, my kids got nothing like that right now.
Right.
But I would say the same thing 100%.
No, she didn't necessarily support capitalism, but she was happy to reap in the benefits of it.
We will take a quick time out. We will come back. We're going to talk some local theater and our newsletter all coming up for you. Wait a minute now. You know what? We're not going to be able to go to break right now.
Oh.
We're going to drag it out another minute. We're going to
go
a couple more minutes. And that's okay because this is entertainment related.
Okay, sure.
Laura is a part of WRCT's final production of the main stage season,
mm-hmm.
Noises Off, being directed by the great Melissa Kay.
It's true.
We are helping celebrate 50 years over at WRCT. We've got some fun things that we're working on behind the scenes. Gretchen and I have been talking about that we're looking forward to doing.
Mm-hmm.
But on stage here and on this WFHR stage,
mm-hmm.
we've been able to kind of do a little behind the scenes look at things.
Sure.
And talking with Melissa about how things are going from the director's perspective. Well, Laura, as one of the cast members, we kind of wanted to put you on the spot. I mean, ask you questions about how it's going, how the rehearsal process is going. You guys are doing some blocking right now,
imagine. Right, yeah. Yeah, we've just about finished blocking out the show within the show, which is a whole circus of its own.
Because Noises Off is a farce for those who don't
know. It's a farce with a show within a show that is going terribly because of the cast outside of the show being sometimes not the best people. You know, that old gem.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're at the point now where we've just about finished blocking out Act 2, and at the end of Act 2 is kind of where we finished that noises on blocking. And then we have Act 3. We should have it all blocked by the end of this week, right? That's what I'm thinking.
You know, with farces, for those that haven't taken in a lot of them, mm-hmm. I think that when you're explaining them, they can seem almost, not confusing, but like, oh, there's a lot of moving parts.
There is a lot. There is a lot. There's like three layers of show that you're going to be watching. And we were kind of talking about that last night where, you know, the audience is going to have to find a thing to focus on. Either it's going to be a character or it's going to be a prop or it's going to be certain lines that they're listening for. There's a lot.
I find, for me, it's a similar to Shakespeare, that once you catch it, you're fine.
Yes.
You have no problem following along.
Right.
It can be a little hard to explain sometimes, but mm-hmm. once you're actually in it and taking it in, yeah. you're all in.
It's really fast-paced. You have to be willing to ride a fast roller coaster here.
Think of any TV show you've loved for many years. Mm-hmm. That show starts out with premier cast members, and then it grows and grows and adds more, and you have no problem keeping up. Farces are very like that.
Yes.
This one in particular is one of the more well-written ones you'll ever come across.
Yep. It's a great script.
It's such a good setup into the whole thing. It's such mm-hmm. a well-written play.
Yeah.
I take nothing away from you, the actors and the cast, or the cast and the crew, but it's one of those plays you almost can't mess up.
You just got to follow the directions.
Yeah, and that's something that you guys are hard at work at right now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's going well and you're enjoying it and having fun. And we say hello to the whole cast and crew.
We're having
and everything.
A great time, but we're exhausted.
Right on. Get your tickets right now at wrctheater.org. Keep in mind at WRC Theater, at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, you can pick out your seats at what are available. I encourage you to do that right now. Get those tickets so you ain't even got to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get them. And while you're at it and you're online, go ahead and pull up WFHR.com and sign up for the WFHR newsletter, everybody.
Indeed.
Our team is so hard at work at this one. And I've been joking about this, you know, calling Melissa our the EP, the executive producer of the newsletter and everything. Well, now it's official.
It's true. It's official.
It is completely official now. Melissa is the EP, is the executive of this newsletter, and rightfully so. From mm-hmm. the day one, she's been working so hard on this.
She's been doing the work.
But she's not alone. She'd be the first mm-hmm. one to tell you that, that we have so many of our civic media brethren and working on this one. You hear Brittany every morning. She's got a great article on there.
Mm-hmm.
A giant shout out to Terry Barr and the great reporting she does.
Yep.
We are so fortunate to have Terry Barr here at Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
Not only one of the more better voices you'll ever hear.
She's spectacular.
Really good reporter. Really good work Terry does. Chuck's got some stuff on there that I love
Chuck
reading about.
Chuck writes articles. Mike writes articles. Beth and I write articles.
Yes, and I wanted to shout them out each individually.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because Jimmy Koska, also, who is one of our heads of sports, is our head of sports around here, has some great articles on
mm-hmm.
there. You are writing some great powerlifting articles on there that I've heard from our listeners that they really enjoy.
Yeah.
That's been great. Along with, yes, Michael Comer, who was in with us yesterday during Playmakers,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to shout him out in particular because
yeah.
Michael has bet on himself and been working with us hard at work for
mm-hmm.
us, and we appreciate him very much for the work.
And he's been
done.
Doing a spectacular job every opportunity we've given him to do so.
And so many great things on
mm-hmm.
here. Beth has been putting stuff on there, as you mentioned. I think you mentioned.
Yeah
you mentioned Beth.
Beth and
some
I.
great stuff on there, and of course the work that Melissa is putting in.
Much work that Melissa puts into all of the news.
I've already heard at least 8 or 9 times from people how over the last couple of months there are articles, there are things that they did not know about until they saw Melissa's article on it.
And that's great to hear.
And you can get all this information because I put my name on this. If you can challenge me on this, go right ahead. Please do. Nobody is covering Central Wisconsin like we are. Nobody is covering as much as we are.
That's the point.
And it's all there for you at WFHR.com. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and head on over there, sign up for the newsletter. It takes you a couple seconds. Keep in mind, there's a comment section there if you have other notes for us or just, you know, feedback. We'd
mm-hmm.
love to hear from you. Go ahead and let us know. Sign up for the newsletter right now at WFHR.com. A big thank you to our team and a thank you to all of you who have already signed up.
Mm-hmm.
Get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll come back and we're going to be talking donuts.
Ooh.
Yeah, coming up. We got some of the wildest donuts in Wisconsin we're going to be talking about. We come back on the Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody.
All right, I'll be pulling this song up later. God, I love Beck so much.
Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. Having some fun. And I want to take a moment. We were talking about the WFHR newsletter earlier. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out our friends at Up North News.
Absolutely.
Who have a fantastic newsletter as well. So much cool information, Wisconsin-focused, in that newsletter. Go ahead and sign up for that one, everybody.
Mm-hmm. In general, the Courier News Network is great.
Do some great stuff. You hear a lot of that reporting in our, right before we get on the air here with the morning show. Mm-hmm. And the nice work they do. And that's where I came across this article from Up North News, where you can go to upnorthnewswi.com to find the complete article. Upnorthnewswi.com. Shout out again to them and the great reporting they do. Aaron Yarnell with this one. And mm-hmm. it is the craziest donuts you can order in Wisconsin.
Crazy.
Oh, this is fun. This is my kind of list. Where have you been all my life? we start off with Puppy Chow Pow Wow at Happy Dough Lucky.
Oh.
This is in Minocqua.
Yeah.
It'll take you over to Minocqua. And I'm going to try to show these to you, Laura, a little bit here.
Oh, I sure would put that in my mouth. That is that a cake donut or is that a yeast donut?
It looks a little like a cake donut. A yeast donut. Okay, no, cake donut. It is yeast.
It's a yeast donut? Okay, so it's a plain yeast donut with chocolate syrup all over it, and then Puppy Chow slapped right on top of it like it ought to be.
It looks so good.
And then powdered sugar on the whole thing, just for good measure. You don't want to miss the powdered sugar.
You can't miss the powdered sugar part.
Right.
We go to Milwaukee for our next one. Chocolate chip cookie dough at Donut Squad.
Oh.
Donut Squad is an amazing name.
That's a great name for a donut place.
And what is everything about this is everything I love, almost alone, let alone donut-wise, or cookie-wise even.
I'm trying to see what they're doing.
And I don't have a picture of this one.
No, but they have what it is.
So it is a combination of classic recipe with one of the shop's cake donuts, resulting in the chocolate chip cookie dough donut.
They put a chocolate chip cookie dough recipe and mixed it together with a cake donut recipe until they found the perfect chocolate chip cookie donut.
A vanilla donut topped with a mound of chocolate chip cookie dough in the center, then topped further with chocolate frosting. Oh, man.
As God intended.
Yes, yes. This on the seventh day. No,
right?
Man, that sounds good. Oh, that's it. I'm going to Milwaukee for that one.
That's a good one.
We go to Wauwatosa for the next one. Wauwatosa.
Wauwatosa.
Samoa at Cranky's.
A Samoa donut?
And Cranky's. That's another great name.
That is a great name.
So this one, there
are... It's like the Girl Scout cookie?
Yes.
It's got like coconut flakes and caramel and chocolate?
The it offers a Samoa donut inspired by the beloved Girl Scout cookie.
Spectacular.
Yeah, the Cranky's Samoa is a raised donut with chocolate frosting, toasted coconut, and a caramel drizzle.
Perfect. Yeah, so it's a yeast donut. Ah, good.
Cyclops at Paley's Bakery in Kenosha.
Ooh.
And this is a classic. This is your basic...
Is that a marshmallow up there?
Round donut with a marshmallow on top, it looks like. Yeah.
Holy cats.
Upon first glance, it looks like any other chocolate donut with frosting. Like the Cyclops that the donut is named for, however, it's more than meets the eye.
Of course.
The beloved treat is filled to the brim with buttercream, representing the eye of the mythical creature.
Oh, so they jam it in the top and let it ooze out. Okay. So that's buttercream frosting, not a marshmallow.
It's kind of a fun idea.
That is
fun. That's kind of good. I like this. I'm also realizing we need to travel to every one of these places as a morning show and check every one of these
out. The donut sampling tour.
Yes, exactly. You even got the name for it perfectly.
I'm good at this.
I wear a lot of hats. So we're doing this. Fritter at Greenbush Bakery in Madtown.
I love a fritter.
Any chance to get to Madison, I'm going to take it. And one of my favorite things about Madison is stuff like this, where you walk around State Street or something like that, and you're going to run into something like this.
And one of my favorite donuts is a fritter, so tell it to me.
Yeah. So there's not necessarily anything extraordinary about
it. It's an apple fritter, just a really good one.
Yeah. The Madison-based bakery and coffee shop, which has been open since 96, serves up mammoth-sized fritters that weighed up to 15 ounces.
That's a big donut.
And are the size of a small pizza.
Yes.
The fritters are kosher friendly, and Greenbush Bakery is the only certified kosher bakery in Madison, so big shout out to them.
All right, now we've got to go.
That's awesome. These are really good. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's a great one.
You know, locally, our local IGAs and Quick Trips have great donuts. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that I'm not alone on, I've really fallen for these cookie donuts, these Long Johns.
Oh, yeah, the ones with Oreos
on
top
of them and everything. Oh, I love them so much. They're so good.
Yeah.
A lot of people are fans of the bacon donuts, the ones where they get the slice of bacon.
I love a maple bacon donut.
Mm-hmm. I do want to shout out those. One that I tried that I didn't like, and this is going to shock some people. I'm a big, I love Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles. I love both of them. But the donut with the Fruity Pebbles on it, I wasn't too
into. Didn't do it for you, huh?
No. Mm. So I wonder about this one, the Tutti Frutti Nerds at Hilltop Bakery in Kaukauna.
You may be unsure. I am sure.
You're all on this one.
I'm all in.
It is what it sounds like, except it does have pink frosting.
Rather, it would be all in my mouth.
That's a good one, right? I have become a sucker for pink frosting.
You have. It's very Homer Simpson of you. Congratulations.
It's all because of Homer. It's all because mm-hmm. of Homer. I realize this. It's all my Simpsons like obsession has led me to loving pink donuts.
Right.
Dole Whip at Sunday Dough in Sheboygan.
Ooh, there's pineapple in that.
You knew I was going to have a place from Sheboygan, everybody. A shout out to our Sheboygan friends out there. We know we got a couple listeners in the Sheboygan mm-hmm. area. We shout them out. Dole Whip has been served at Disney's theme park since the 1980s and was developed a bit of a cult following, apparently. I didn't know that. The pineapple soft serve has cultivated a massive fan base. Mm-hmm. That sounds good to me. I didn't know about that. That sounds good.
That's what Dole Whip is.
Well, that makes sense. I didn't think about it,
it's
though.
It's canned pineapple and vanilla ice cream.
I just didn't connect the dots in my head. It's one of those things, as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, dough.
No, it's two things you like, put in a blender, and then you eat it with a spoon.
Dole Whip donut that's sold at Sunday Dough in Sheboygan. The donuts is made of the bakery's brioche dough and topped with a pineapple glaze, heaping swirl of pineapple sherbet frosting, and garnished with a pineapple wedge.
Very pineapple-y.
Very. Yeah, like, well, that may be even too much pineapple for me.
No, I think the way that they're combined would be good.
A banana split, a classic.
A classic.
At Dozen's Excuses in Superior.
Dozen Excuses.
A Dozen Excuses is a great name. That's a great name. And
they look like banana splits. They're a Long John donut cut lengthwise, and then you slam the banana split nonsense inside the donut. How cool.
Kind of a cool combination of frosting over that with the, mm-hmm. The chocolate and pink frosting on that.
Yeah, I'm guessing the pink frosting is the cherry component rather than putting a cherry on the donut.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing the filling is banana, and there is not indeed a banana inside of it.
I admit that I don't know anything about what I'm about to say, but it feels like one of those things where, God, it'd be so much fun to make new creation donuts.
That would be great.
I think it's Devil's Donuts that's a real popular one that does that. It seems like what a cool job to just sit there and try to create new donut combinations.
Yeah. No, it's
and then naming them. Oh, that'd be fun too.
A donut is a great base for a thing. Whatever you want to build on a donut base, do it.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it, though.
That's what this is teaching you. That's the lesson.
Yes, the overall lesson, this and buy local, including local donut shops.
Find your local donut shop.
Lucky Rainbow Donut at Bloomer Bakery in Bloomer, Wisconsin.
Lucky Rainbow. Those are lucky charms on a green donut.
With half of it with sprinkles and half out. That's interesting to me.
So you have an option.
And a green frosting. And yes, your typical whole donut.
It's a regular donut, green frosting, and Lucky Charms.
And some marshmallows and Lucky Charms right in the middle. Or no, Lucky Charms. They are marshmallows. So, yeah, that's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Those look really good. And a turtle Long John at Augusta Bakery in Augusta.
I'm a sucker for a turtle.
I do like Long Johns. I do like those. This one has
it's got caramel and pecans and chocolate, as a turtle ought to. Is it filled with anything? Is there anything inside of it?
Let's find out. Turtle Long John, let's see. Turtles, I'm not seeing it filled with anything.
So it's just covered with turtle goodness.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Some great ones out there. And what are your favorites of these? Your favorite non-traditional
donut.
Your favorite, that works too. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. And of course, if you want to drop some off, that is okay. That is more than all right. We have no shame when it comes to that. We will take your food.
That's right. Drop us a dozen donuts and some cookies the next time you come by. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
A huge shout out to Up North News. Find this article in a lot of great reporting going on. Keep up to date on all the things going on up north with Up North News. WI.com. Big shout out to them. Mm-hmm. Laura and I'll be back to wrap up the show coming up. Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Velvet Fog to play us in. James here with you, joined by Laura. And Pam is with us. Pam, hey.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here, Pam. I want to apologize for putting you on the spot a little bit, but we were talking about this during the week, and we wanted to bring you on as we wrap up our show, usually with good stories of the day. Mm-hmm. And our good friends over at Savor the Arts, they wrapped up their season recently, and you got to take in the show that they wrapped up with.
Yes, I did. I got a chance to see the U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus over at the PAC on Tuesday evening. It was a wonderful, wonderful concert. The house was filled.
Good.
So, I mean, there
really
were no tickets available. They had a waiting list. Mm-hmm. But these musicians put on just a wonderful concert and show for us. There was the band. It filled the stage up there at the PAC.
Yeah.
It was just wonderful. And they were all in their dress uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very nice. Their instruments were shining. They had just beautiful music. It was kind of a space theme.
Mm-hmm.
And they had
cool.
They had a couple of screens set up on the side, and they had pictures like from space. And part of the interviews that were on the screen was a former military person from the Army he became an astronaut after he was, retired from the Army. He became an astronaut. And there was some of the video from him and interviews with him and just other just good feeling.
Yeah.
It was a good feeling concert. And
I don't know. Maybe it's growing up and with military men in my family and mm-hmm. seeing uniforms a lot and mm-hmm. some of this. There's something that is just comforting to me about that right away and opening to me. And then to add music to it just feels like such a great combination
that.
And these concerts are great. We encourage people to attend them,
mm-hmm.
Giving some respect to our military, the sacrifices they make and all these things. I never want to skate past the idea that these are incredible musicians. Like, they're very good at what they
goodness.
Do.
There is something spectacular about the military specificity that is in their culture being put to use in a band for musical integrity. Oh, I've seen lots of military bands in my life. I was a dependent for almost my whole life until I was 28.
Pam, I hate to do this to you, but I wouldn't be a good journalist if I didn't ask the hard questions. Did you have a favorite part of the show? Did you have a favorite song or anything like that?
Favorite song? Mm. No, not really. Yeah, there was a lot of songs in there that I knew. Mm-hmm. There were some of the songs like from Star Trek, Rocket Man.
Oh, good.
I guess, what really made it sound beautiful was the Star Spangled Banner, which was used, near the start of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Our local people from the military here were the color guards.
Oh,
there were some
good
faces there that I recognized,
mm-hmm.
and they presented the flag in front of everyone. There was also Sally Kistner had come out at the start, before to bring them on.
Mm-hmm.
She also had Mayor Matt Zacher there to, do a welcome.
He's so
cool.
good about
so,
being
yes,
there for stuff
yes.
like that. That's awesome.
Right.
Very cool. And a very, very cool and great season from the Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. A successful season by them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their next season coming up, getting ready to be. It's being put together right now.
Right.
I guarantee you that's probably what Sally's doing right this second.
Yep.
Check back in May to their website to find out mm-hmm. more and take a look at that list. And, of course, be listening here at WFHR and Midday Magazine.
Yep, we're going to get Sally on to talk about it.
Yeah.
I just forget when she's coming back.
She'll be here soon,
right.
Eventually, and we'll mm-hmm. have her on, and we'll preview the next season for you. But just, again, a big thank you to all these artists that
yes.
came to our area,
yep.
To the great work that Sally and Eric and that team do over there at the Performing Arts Center and Savor the Arts and that mm-hmm. combination.
They're on a four-week tour right now, and I think they came from Green Bay the night before. They were in Wisconsin Rapids. They were going to Eau Claire the next day and around for 4 weeks. One of the other songs that really made it for me was the military salute to all the branches of the military.
Oh, sure. So they had
point,
like a medley.
Right. They, they had, you know, anyone that was part of either the Navy or the Army or Marines, whatever they were in, they had them all stand up.
And
everybody kept applauding.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Spectacular.
To your song, so it was
so
wonderful.
Cool.
Keep in mind that while whether you know whatever is coming with the next season, you can get gift cards and look in the tickets and so much more at SavorTheArts.com. Mm-hmm. Buy local, support local. That very much includes the arts. We encourage you to do that, everybody, and thank you to everybody who, because among all these sponsors and Sally and Eric and all the people we thank, a huge shout out to you listeners out there that go to these shows and take these in. The more well they're attended, the more artists we can bring in.
Yep.
And Sally and Eric can do their thing, and mm-hmm. we appreciate you doing that, everybody. Find out more at savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com. A couple of quick notes I wanted to get to before we wrap up the show. I want to remind everybody to tomorrow at J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue, they're going to be hosting an exotic pet surrender event. It'll be going on tomorrow in Stevens Point. The event is scheduled from noon to 3 at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, and they offer pet owners a safe and responsible alternative to releasing unwanted animals into the wild.
Yes, please take part in that if you have an exotic that you cannot care for.
Yeah. There's a perfect opportunity for you to drop that animal off in a safe, no judgment area. Mm-hmm. They just want to keep have the animal safe and get it where it belongs. So again, that is at J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue, the aquatic pet surrender, exotic pet surrender, going on tomorrow in Stevens Point over there at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Find out more by going to their website. Mm-hmm. And that'll be going from noon to 3. We'll mention this again tomorrow. And of course, we'll be mentioning every day the WFHR newsletter. Got a new edition dropping in a couple hours, everybody.
That is true.
Get on over to WFHR.com, lock in and sign up for that, everybody. Keep in mind, we love your comments and love to hear feedback on this as well. Mm-hmm. Sign up for it, and a big shout out to everybody working so hard on that newsletter. We greatly appreciate the work. New edition premiering today at noon. Go to WFHR.com, sign up for that newsletter. Mm-hmm. Pam, you had a great note for us the other day. We're looking for hunts.
That's right.
We're looking for Easter egg hunts.
We're looking for if there's groups out there that are hosting an Easter egg hunt. Let us know. Please be sure mm-hmm. to let us know. Call us up here at 424-1300 or send an email to info@wfhr.com. I do have some of the information from some of the groups, but, you know, maybe there's a place out there that I don't have the information. Mm-hmm. So if your group or organization is hosting an Easter egg hunt, just let us know.
And we'll get the word out.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Hit us up, everybody. Keep in mind, you can call our front desk at 424-1300, 424-1300. You can always email us, info@wfhr.com as well. And if it's easier for you, use the Civic Media app. Text us through there. We'd love to hear from you any way you can get us that information.
Mm-hmm.
We want to remind everybody, our winter's farmer's market is getting closer and closer to wrapping up, Laura.
It's true. But still going on this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can head to the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church for their winter market. You can head to their Facebook page to look at the weekly vendors. It's not always consistent, so it's good to know who's going to be there when you head out. So Saturday, 9 to 1 at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
Sign on up, everybody. Or head on over there. Check that out, everybody. We encourage you to. A couple of world good stories I wanted to touch on. A local news station in Philly did a feature on a Metro driver named Tracy Holmes Williams because she got a great attitude and people love her. She has a great attitude and people love her. Her philosophy is spread joy and make everyone feel good because you never know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
They call her car Tracy's Trolley. She's been at it for 26 years. So this Metro driver doing some really cool work around
That's
there.
That's really, really cool.
I know when I was a kid, on the L, there was always, this one consistent guy mm-hmm. that was always there that would always make people smile. And he usually had a joke, but you it was so busy, you either heard the beginning or the end of the joke.
Right.
You didn't always hear the whole joke.
I've actually known some Metro drivers. When I lived in D.C., I actually was friends with some Metro drivers. They're some great people.
Guinness shared a video of the world's shortest goat. Her name is Carmubi, and she lives in India.
I love her already.
She's a full-grown pygmy goat standing at all of 1 foot and 3 inches tall.
Oh, my God.
God, she's so wee.
And I'm going to see if I can get the picture up here of her or not. Yeah, there she is. Just a fun little goat.
Goodness. I love goats. Look at that little face.
I have no journalistic integrity with goats. I just like goats. They're awesome.
Me either.
It's a great shot and a great goat. And, of course, as we had our Southwood County Humane Society in with us today and our Pet of the Week, you've maybe noticed a theme where I've touched on a lot of pet
topics today. Shout out to Lucy. Love her.
You can see pictures of Lucy very soon on our social media. We took some shots, and we'll go ahead and get those on social media real quick here. Well, an animal charity called Four Paws is running its own March Madness bracket called March Napness.
Oh, I love this so much.
A contest to find the sleepiest bear. They're tracking 24 of them at different animal sanctuaries to see when they emerge from the hibernation. The last bear to wake up wins the title. And you know we'll be following this one, everybody.
Oh, I'm going to be following it so close.
A shout out to Four Paws. This is fantastic.
This is great.
You can follow them on Instagram. It's one way to keep up with all they're doing over there. But so far, so good. This bracket is actually good. It's down to their final two, it looks like. Meishu and Mark.
Okay.
Mark the bear. I like
you know
that.
What? I'm riding with Mark because he rides with us.
Jamelia, Sam, Jetta. I'm looking at these names now. Julia. These names of these bears. Iva. Iva is a good name for a bear, I feel like. Iva is a good one. Are we just biased like Yogi? Like, am I just doing that in my head? You can be biased about Yogi.
Yeah, that's okay.
But there's some great names out there.
I might take part in that bracket real quick. Hang on.
And a great show. A big thank you to all of our listeners calling in. And, of course, you, Laura, for pitch hitting today. She jumped into the last second. So did Pam. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day, everybody.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.